KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Voters in Orange County's 48th Congressional District go to the polls today to elect a replacement for Chris Cox, who now heads the Securities and Exchange Commission. Republican State Senator John Campbell is the strong favorite, but third-party candidate Jim Gilchrist is making illegal immigration his main issue, and he's hoping for an upset. Former Police Chief Jerry Sanders was sworn in Monday as San Diego's new mayor. He takes over a city racked by political scandal and financial problems, but his first act was to restore the slogan, America's Finest City, to San Diego's official website. It was quietly removed by the city in August. And San Francisco officials are turning to the federal government for help in cracking down on street gangs. The city plans to use civil lawsuits to prevent things like loitering, trespassing, and carrying pagers. Conduct officials say is associated with drug trafficking and other gang-related activities. Hundreds of farmers from around the state are gathered in Monterey today at the annual meeting of the California Farm Bureau Federation. They'll be discussing challenges facing the state's $32 billion agriculture industry. And as Sasha Coca reports, they have plenty to talk about.
As California's population surges, farmers say one of their biggest concerns is competition with freeways and a booming housing industry. Bill Pauley is a Mendocino County wine grape grower and the Farm Bureau's outgoing president.
Growth is what's driving so many of the challenges we face in our state. So we're all competing for some of the same land, same water, and all trying to, you know, figure out where and how we deal with the air quality issues.
As farmland dwindles over the next decade, Pauley says he expects farmers will have to convert to crops that yield more profit per acre, like lettuce or tree fruit. And land for grazing cattle could become increasingly rare. The Farm Bureau is expected to give a warm reception to Governor Schwarzenegger, who's scheduled to address the meeting this morning, just 2 weeks after his trade trip to China. Pauley says farmers share Schwarzenegger's goals of expanding the overseas market for California products and his efforts to insulate family farms from increased regulation and higher taxes. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
For millions of Californians who don't speak English, getting medical treatment can be a challenge. That's why some non-English speakers take their children with them to the doctor's office to interpret what the physician says. Some healthcare providers say that can be dangerous, especially if a child doesn't accurately translate what's being said. So a bill has been introduced in the state legislature that could make California the first state in the country to ban the use of children as medical interpreters. Kenny Goldberg from KPBS in San Diego has the story.
It's a weekday morning at La Maestra Family Clinic in San Diego's City Heights neighborhood, and the waiting room is packed. Inside one of the examination rooms, a woman from Somalia complains of having a fever and a sore throat. She doesn't speak English, and the doctor doesn't speak Somali. Staff member Marianne Adid acts as a translator.
They have wheezing. Wheezing means...
The law requires clinics and hospitals that receive federal funds to provide translation when necessary. Most use interpreters that are available by phone. But some ask bilingual staff or a family member to help. La Maestra Family Clinic has about 7,000 patients whose primary language is neither English nor Spanish. To accommodate those who speak other languages, the clinic has 8 specially trained staff who serve as interpreters. Clinic director Zara Marcellian.
It's really essential for that patient to feel like they have somebody who is of their culture, who understands them, who they feel comfortable with, who speaks their language, but you know what? This person can be trusted.
Of course, people trust their children, too. And Marcellian says many patients would just as soon bring in one of their kids to help translate. But Marcellian says it's just not a good idea.
They don't understand certain concepts yet. It's unfair to place them in that kind of a position, and yet we do hear about it at different hospitals and so forth, where the children are the ones that have to translate, and it's really atrocious.
Errors in medical translation are not uncommon, even among adults. But a recent study found mistakes committed by children or others not professionally trained are much more likely to have potentially serious consequences. When he was a child, Assembly Speaker pro tempore Leland Yee had to serve as a translator for his mother when she went to the doctor. The San Francisco assemblyman remembers feeling extremely uncomfortable.
I truly didn't understand exactly what I was being asked to translate,
And then, you know, I didn't really have the facility of Chinese and understanding the technical terms in Chinese. So you can imagine what a difficult situation it was.
Yi has introduced a bill that would prevent children from serving as interpreters at publicly funded hospitals or clinics, except in the case of an emergency. Yi says it's not fair to ask children to translate what can sometimes be sensitive medical information.
Can you imagine a young child having to translate for their parents that they have cancer? I mean, those are not the kind of situations you put kids in. Psychologically, they're just not developmentally appropriate.
But Monterey area State Senator Abel Maldonado doesn't see things that way. Like Yi, Maldonado grew up in an immigrant family. He was constantly asked to interpret for his Spanish-speaking father. Maldonado believes for many minorities, having a child translate at a doctor's office is healthy.
I think it's important for the young child to go. I mean, it's that bond. It helps you bond. It's personal for me. I was there for my dad every time. And for now, someone to tell me that I can't go with my dad to get his flu shot and interpret for him, give me a break. That's a little too much.
Maldonado says adults can choose another relative to help when a situation is too sensitive for a child. But just because someone is bilingual and older still doesn't mean they're qualified to interpret in a medical setting. At least that's the view of professional interpreter Renee Sala.
First of all, one needs to know very well the subject matter that's being spoken, so the terminology around that subject matter. And also there is a whole amount of social skills, psychological skills that go in the interpreting process in order to make sure that the communication between one person to the other is really happening.
And Sala believes children just aren't up to that task. Yi's measure to curb the use of children as medical translators has cleared the state assembly. It will be heard in the state senate early next year. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, December 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.